Hey guys, welcome back to MacTax. I hope you're all inside staying safe from the coronavirus. Wanted to talk to you today about what AMT is and how that can apply to you if you're over a certain income bracket. So what AMT is the alternative minimum tax. And what that is it's basically a second set of tax rules that you have to apply to your taxable income and determine if you're over a certain amount of income on the second set of rules, you have to pay tax. Now, what does that mean? In short, all this is for people who maxed out tax deductions, they say, okay, we're going to recalculate you based on a different system because we think you got too much of a fair break when you make over, you know, $120,000. The income level rises a little bit every year, but that's around the amount for married people, and it's around 80 for single people. Some of the different rules that you have to make adjustments for in order to calculate your alternative minimum tax are, I'll just go through a couple of the key ones. There's a lot of different rules, and some of them can be quite complex. A lot of them have to do with timing differences, where you can't accelerate as much tax deductions. So you can get an AMT benefit in a later year. So one of them that you have to add back is your state and local tax deduction. This used to be a much bigger factor when you could deduct all of your state income taxes on your federal return. Now that amount is capped at $10,000. You have to add back any tax refunds. Depreciation, you have to depreciate all your assets on a slower basis. That's a big add back for most people. So if you own a business and you took 100% bonus depreciation on $1 million worth of assets, you have to recalculate that under 39-year straight line depreciation. So you would only get 1/39th of all those assets. The qualified small business deduction, that's a big part of the pass-through business benefits that were passed with tax reform. That's an AMT adjustment. And one other one that's a big one, if you work in a company and you get incentive stock options, normally those are only taxable when you sell them. But for AMT purposes, once you exercise the option, it's taxable. So basically, for those of you who aren't familiar with the concept, I work in a company and they say, okay, you're doing a great job. We're going to give you 100 shares of our stock. It vests over 3 years and they're incentive stock options. At the end of 3 years, I'm still employed there. They give me the 100 shares. I exercise my right to purchase them, usually at a lower price than fair market value. So if they're trading for $40, I have the option after 3 years to purchase them for $20. I make that purchase. Now, I don't have to pay any regular tax because I didn't sell the shares yet. But under AMT, the rule is you have to calculate the difference between 40 and 20 and pay the tax now, even though you haven't even sold the shares. So that's a big AMT adjustment difference right there. There's a whole form that you guys can look up if you're interested in all the other rules and adjustments. I just wanted to highlight some of the big ones and basically show you the concept that once you get over a certain income limit, you have to recalculate your income tax under this separate set of rules, and it can be quite burdensome. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow me at MacTaxCPA on Instagram. Send me an email. Let me know what you guys want to hear about.